In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Sit down. We welcome you so much today for your special liturgy. And this is a very important question. We celebrated on Thursday a very important feast. Do you know what this feast of the? The Holy Cross. The Holy Cross. Do we celebrate the Holy Cross feast just one day or more? 3 days. The only feast that we celebrate 3 days is the cross. That's why on Thursday we had the cross, yesterday we had the cross, and today also we have the Holy Cross. That's why we mention the cross in our prayers. Is there any Christianity without the cross? Can you be a Christian without the cross? Why? Why? Yeah? We hold the cross when we pray? What did Jesus Christ do on the cross? Died. Why? No, why did he die?
To save us.
He died to give us life. To save us. That's why we are proud of the cross. And if you look at the church, you will find at the very top the cross. Why? The cross is the most important sign we are proud of. And this is the sign of the Christians. Yeah? What is the power of the cross? When we sign the cross, what happens? Satan cast away. Satan escapes from us. When we come to any dark place or something like that, we don't feel that we are afraid. Why? We sign the cross and we go. The cross gives us power. The cross gives us light. And the cross gives us salvation. In the liturgy, which is very important, we offer one bread, like I said in the beginning of the liturgy. Yeah? And in the middle of the Urbana, there is a cross. Look, there is a cross. The stamp has a cross here. Okay? In the middle of the cross, you see? What is in the middle of the cross? Big cross. Big cross. And around the big cross, how many crosses around him? Who knows? Seven.
Six.
Six. How many? 12. Why? 12 is the right answer. Why 12? Why 12? You see the Urbana here? Why 12? The 12 disciples. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the middle, and the 12 disciples around him. And the 12 disciples preached the gospel all over the world, right? And we write around Jesus Christ and the 12 disciples, we write Agios Otheos, Agios Ischiros, Agios Athanatos. What does it mean in English? Holy? Holy? Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, holy, immortal. Okay? That's why we are happy of the cross, and we offer this bread And we pray to the Lord, asking Him to let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, come upon this bread. When the Holy Spirit comes upon this bread, what happens to this bread? It becomes body of Christ. Bravo, Nathan. It becomes body of Christ. Why? What do we partake at the end? What do we partake at the end of the liturgy? The body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Last question. Why is this Urbana circle, full circle? Why? Why, Mary? Huh? Bravo, Aliki. There is no end, no edge. So it is eternal, it is everlasting. No beginning, no end, because it symbolizes Jesus Christ, who is without beginning and without end. When you see the Urbana, Alatul, you remember our Lord Jesus Christ, who offers His body to us and His blood as well to us. During the liturgy, Abuna divides the Urbana into 12 pieces. 12. He cuts the Urbana like that. One third, and here two thirds, and then he cuts one part here, one part down, and then he divides this into 1, 2, 3. How many parts in this part? How many? 4. Yes? And then at the other end also, Abuna does the same. 1, 2, 3. How many parts here? 4 plus 4? Equal? 10. Okay? And then one part here and one part here, equal? 12. And in the middle, there is Jesus Christ our Lord. In the middle. In the middle of the Urbana, here is what we call this potikon. This potikon means this is for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Abuna puts this middle cross in the chalice, in the cup. Puts it in the cup, in the blood. And he is only the one who eats that, because he symbolizes Jesus Christ in the liturgy. So the 12 parts symbolizing the 12 disciples who preached the gospel all over the world. You know now, this is the Urbana, Jesus Christ in the middle, and 12 disciples around Jesus Christ, and we partake, we receive the body of Jesus Christ. Every time we receive the body of Jesus Christ, we get very important thing. What? What we get? Forgiveness of our sins and go to the eternal life with Jesus in heaven. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Next time we'll explain another part in the liturgy. Now, I ask you not to let these deacons pray alone. Say with them, I want to hear your voice. I'll be in the in the altar inside, but I want to hear your voice and a loud voice. You celebrate with them, because this is your liturgy, and every liturgy you attend, you must not only listen, but share in the hymns of the liturgy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.